This is My Radio Story on Algoa FM.
My Radio Story, it is with Roshley Bloom on Algoa FM. Roshley, good day. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mio. This is wonderful. We've never done this before.
No, we haven't. Usually I'm sitting at my desk.
I know, and you listening to me.
Yes. Radio. Mm. Now, obviously, you look at what you're doing now compared to what you were doing maybe 5 years ago. What's the one thing that stands out for you?
I think growth. That stands out for me. Like even listening to myself and how I sounded 5 years ago when I started at Algoa FM to now, massive growth in me as a woman and just becoming this radio person. Huge growth.
A lot of people will say that they started, or the first idea or picture or thought they have of radio is listening to the radio.
Exactly.
Same for you?
Yes, I fell in love with radio when I was 7 years old. My parents gave me a little radio for my birthday. That's all I wanted for my 7th birthday. I wanted a radio, and it was like the CD player with a tape. So that was like massive. It was a big deal if you had the CD player and the tape at the same time, and you could record on this tape, on this whole radio. And then I actually found that I could record myself on this radio. And then I took all my dad's tapes. Oh my gosh, bless him. I took all his tapes. Like he had this like suitcase with all these different tapes. And I was like just pulling Bob Marley and like all these different tapes. And I recorded over all of them. And how he found out, he borrowed a tape to a friend. And then the friend called him and was like, James, you know, I don't know if this is the right tape, but please tell your daughter that maybe one day she'll, you know, go far in radio. And I got into trouble.
So you were recording radio links already
back
then?
Yes, from a magazine, from a People's magazine. Yeah. I'll be like, you know, Brad Pitt did this. And like, I was like full on presenter mode.
So while the rest of us were still trying to sing along to songs and stuff, you were like, I'm going to read this.
Yes.
From that time to when, I mean, you've done television as well.
Yes, I have.
Was it radio first and then maybe television? How did you get into that?
It was radio first, definitely radio first. And then while I was doing community radio, I got an offer from Bay TV, now on Pumakapa TV. And they were like, Rosh, why don't you kind of do what you're doing on air on TV? And I was like, okay, cool. What do you think? And they were like, do a lifestyle show. So I had a lifestyle show called So Fab with Rosh. And it was a show that ran for 6 years. And I was doing community radio and TV at the same time and working at the gym. And I had all these different things that I was doing. And I was literally that Jill of all trades.
Jill of all trades. Can you remember the first moment where you thought, you know what, I actually want to be on air? And you had an opportunity to try be on air. Do you remember?
Well, when how it all started. Well, a friend of mine actually messaged me, and she was working at the community station at the time. And she was like, Rosh, you've always had this voice, you know, and we love your voice, and we studied together. She's like, they're looking for someone. Don't you want to pop in? And I was like, okay, cool. This is like my time. This is my time. I've been waiting for this opportunity. So I went in. That was the Wednesday. And I went for a voice test. I failed at the sports questions. I'm going to be honest, because we had to do like a whole general quiz thing. Everything was fine. The sport, that was like, you know, red flag. And I was like, don't worry, I'll work on that. You know what I mean? And I'm still working on it. So anyway, that happened the Wednesday. And then I got the call the Friday that I got the job. And the Monday I started on the breakfast show. So that's how it all happened.
It all happened.
It was so quick. It was that week. Everything just happened. And I was like, okay.
Were you aware on how to run a desk and do any of those things?
No, I had to teach myself. That's how I trained myself on the desk. That's what I did.
And your first show, do you remember?
My first show.
First show ever.
First show ever. Well, I was a co-host on the breakfast show. And I remember doing like these diet sort of tips and things like that. And I was like, what am I doing? And I'll be like, so Roshley, what is your tip for the day? Well, healthy eating, guys. And then like, you know, 5 minutes later, I'm biting into a pie. So that was, you know, not obviously the greatest. But yes, I was giving health tips.
Health tips. you've interviewed quite a few people.
Mm.
What was the worst one?
The
worst experience.
The worst experience.
I mean, we always have them. That one where maybe it didn't go the way that you planned.
I don't have the worst one. There's been moments of each one that were like, no, gosh, that could have gone better. But I remember having to interview Mafikizolo, and they were an hour late. And I was told that I have to still do that interview. And I had to do it on the next show's show. And that presenter was not too happy with me. And I kind of like just took over his show and I did the interview. And here comes my phychizologist, like, you know, taking their time and doing their thing. And I'm like, I can't be rude. I can't be rude to my fikizolo. I mean, this is my fikizolo. And they just walked in and I had to do the interview. But I was obviously like a little flustered because they're an hour late. And now I got to go through this and try
also
and
the other presenter as well.
Exactly. The other presenter's fuming and standing at the door staring at me doing these death stares. And I'm like, I don't know what to do, but I'm just going to have to interview my fikizolo right now in this other guy's show. And it was live. It wasn't recorded or anything.
And you know, in the world of radio, if you step on another person's time,
it's bad. It's bad. Like sometimes you feel so bad if you like 10 or 20 seconds over into their show and you're like, I'm so sorry about that. And then you get like the stare, like, don't do that again. You know, and you're like, oh, okay.
Your best moment as a person who's involved in radio?
Best moment. I think I go through different phases, and I've been going through different phases in broadcasting. And I think for me, one of the best moments was then moving to the drive show and then having this wonderful, crazy 3 years with Roland Gaspar. And then the next was having 9 to 12 where you handed that over to me. And I mean, you were a legend. You were a legend in your own right. And I'm like, I just took over Mio's show. You know what I mean?
You just kicked me off the show. That's what it is.
I didn't kick you off the show. But I was like, you know what? As a woman, I think that for me was a highlight as a woman. I think I'm the second woman to be on 9 to 12. And that was a big moment for me. And then also taking over from your show where you did 9 to 12 for how many years? Like, I don't know. I
can't just two.
Just 2 years?
Just 2 years.
Yeah, but you've been on radio for like forever, you know. So you are a legend in your own right. And having you come in and step in and be that person saying, Rosh, you can do this. I'm handing over the baton to you. You know, take it over and do what you got to do and show them who you are. That was a special moment for me.
As a woman, obviously around the world right now, it is pushing women in places of influence.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people say that radio took its time
get
that moment where you kind of have to jump more hoops. Do you still find that it's the case?
It's not as bad.
And just in general, not just in terms of inside, but also with listeners as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes some time. It will take some time because I think for years, this has been a man's world and you would have people listening to men talk about all these different things on radio and you listen to them and people respect them. And as a woman, you know, you do have this fear of listeners judging you because you're a woman, firstly, and oh, she could be a little poppy or whatever, and now she's going to talk about fashion or whatever. We are intellectual beings and that's something that we have to constantly show and sort of broadcast to the world every single day, where a man just sits there and they're like, okay, he's intellectual. Okay, great. Where a woman has to be like, no, I actually do have brains other than being pretty.
You know, it's like that in different spheres as well, that you kind of have to do a lot more than a man will do. I mean, people say that about race. They said about race about 20 years ago.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is it just a case of it's a man's world? What about other women? Do you find that other women also use the same template with dealing with other women in the industry?
It's challenging to say, though, because we also have to stand together. But then it's like, girl, I just got you. You know what I mean? And you're not going to come over and take my spot. So I think we need to step into a space where as women in the broadcasting sphere and field, we need to come together and stand together. That's what we need to do. And continuously just, you know, tell each other that everything's going to be okay and just keep boosting each other and being there for each other, because that's the most important thing. So with woman to woman, it can be challenging as well, because it's like, I just got you and I want to show them who I am. And now you coming here and you're doing the same thing, you know?
Do you feel pressured sometimes to remind people that I'm a woman who's actually doing it, where you might, like as a man, as you said, I don't have to remind people that I'm a man doing it.
For now, at this point in my life, not so much. I think in the beginning, it was a lot of pressure to constantly prove that, where now I'm like, what you see is what you get. You know, I've been here, I've been on radio for 10 years or so. If you like me now, that's great. If you don't, it's okay. You know, we got to move on from that. I can't ingest people's opinions all the time. I can't take that and hold it as a burden on my shoulders and like struggle to sleep at night. I can't live my life like that. So I want to do what I do, and I want to do it with passion and love. And I just want to show people that anything is possible. I had this dream. I was 7 years old. I had this dream, and now I'm doing it. It's possible.
Talking about dreams, the one person that you wish you could interview or have in studio.
Jennifer Lopez and Oprah Winfrey. Done.
Why?
I love J-Lo. I think she's just, I've always loved J-Lo since I was a child. I would be in my room listening to all her music, watching and listening to her music and her music videos, and then trying to dance like her. That was my thing. I love J-Lo. And then Oprah, she opened up the door in the broadcasting space for women of color. And I would love to speak to her and just be in the presence of Oprah and just listen to her. Just feel that energy and that aura of Oprah, because I can only imagine how amazing it is just to be in the room with her.
You've seen how the industry has changed from when you started. Technology, how people do things. What do you think is missing?
What's missing?
What's missing in just the industry? It could be in terms of personality. It could be how things are done. What do you think is missing? As Rochelle now in 2023, what do you think is missing?
I can't really say, you know, per se, what's missing. I just feel like we are if you're talking about South Africans and South African radio compared to the UK radio, they've way past like what we're doing here. They like forgot about already. So I think if we could get to that point where things are, I don't know, like digitized and everything is just like what how they do radio, then maybe it could work in South Africa. Like, I mean, I wouldn't mind having screens up and checking, like just checking in with Sir Elton John, you know what I mean? Just press a button and then you can just interview Sir Elton John, like how they do, because they can literally call him at any time and he'll answer the phone because it's BBC. So I think that as South African radio stations, we still need to get there to that point where we are as respected as that. And I feel like also in South Africa, like compared to the UK, radio is massive in the UK. It's like, oh my gosh, you are just as big as Angelina Jolie. Where in South Africa, it's like, it's just a part of life, if you get what I'm saying. So I feel like we need to get to a point where there is just as much respect for radio presenters and for radio and for broadcasting as a whole.
How do you think that would change? How would you achieve that?
I don't actually know how you would be able to achieve that. I don't know how you can. I think there's just so much going on in our country at the moment. It's like, Raj, you know, just calm down here with your respect of radio and radio broadcasting and radio people. We need to focus on water, and there's load shedding at the moment. There's so many things that we are dealing with as a country. My thing is this. We want to expand and want to grow radio, and that's not the only thing that we want to grow. Like, we are still struggling to get 5G in our country. People are still using 3G, you know, when we talk about technology. So we still have a lot and a long way to go. So I think give us another 20 years, let's see what happens.
A couple of youngsters, probably like you when you were 7 years old, listen to the radio, they love the radio. And like, I would love to live that life. One positive thing you tell them, and one negative truth that they need to know about getting into this industry.
Okay. The positive side, it's amazing. It really is great. You get to talk to people. You get to listen to music every single day. That's the cool part about it. You get to interview cool people. So that's the positive side of it. And you also make a difference. So you're putting a smile on somebody's face. You're changing lives every single day. You might not see it now, but you might just bump into someone and say, you know what, I've been listening to your show and that saved me from a dark space. And then you're like, wow, I had no idea. I spoke about squirrels. You know, so that is the positive side of it, that you can change lives, you can make a difference. The negative side is that if you do not focus, it will suck you in. It will literally suck you in. Also, you need to remember when you're starting out, you're not going to just become me like overnight. You're not going to become, you know, Greg James from BBC overnight. You have to start at the bottom and then work your way up. So you can't be a overnight success. There's work, hard work, dedication, and some places you don't get paid. Like, I know I never got paid for 4.5 years when I worked in community radio. I never got paid for what I did, and I worked on air every single day. But I did it because I had a dream, and I was like, I'm sure that a commercial station will call me. And I just kept going at it every single day. So the youngsters need to know that you have to put the work in first in order to see and reap the rewards.
We spoke about some of the best moments you've had mm-hmm. in radio. When you look ahead in the future, not just interviews, but what's that one thing you wish you could achieve? You want to achieve? Let's phrase it that way.
One thing to achieve. I want to be one of the best radio presenters in South Africa. Like when you talk about the top 10, Rosh Lemblom has to be on that list. That's how I feel. So when you're listening to radio or when people discuss radio presenters, Rosh Lemblom needs to pop up. It just needs to, it like naturally just comes and be like, yeah, Rosh Lemblom. Yeah, if we talk radio, it's Rosh Lemblom. I want to get to that point in my career where people are like, no, she's good. She's amazing. She's changing lives.
And the cool thing about your job?
Cool thing about my job is that I get to listen to music every single day. I love music so much. Music is like life. I feel like when I'm sad, I listen to music. When I'm happy, I listen to music. When I'm in any type of mood, I'm listening to music. So I get to listen to music every single day, which is my fun part. And then, yeah, just working with other crazy people, because my energy could be really weird around a corporate space. I've worked in corporate before and they're like, she has just too much energy. I have to be in a space like this with other crazy people so that we look normal, if that makes sense. We all look normal.
We all look normal because we're all in the same fishbowl.
Exactly, exactly.
2023, my radio story with Rosh Lemblom. Advice for somebody who wants to get into the industry.
You need to do this only when you're passionate and if you are passionate about broadcasting. And then go for it. Start at the bottom, work your way up, master your craft, get in, do the work, and seek advice from other broadcasters. Ask them, you know, for tips and tricks of the trade. Learn every single day. Whether you've been in radio for 5 days or, I don't know, 10 years, you're still learning every single day. So you are not, and I always say this, you're only as good as your last show. So remain humble and keep working at it every single day.
This is my radio story on Algoa FM.